KO4 ZEW Mobile.
For ZEW, KR4 ACR.
This is Ben, as in Benjamin. Coming out of Malden, South Carolina. I'm heading downtown right now.
This is Terry, and I'm on 29, headed towards Spartanburg. I got beyond the Paris Mountain Shadow.
Well, welcome to the club. We just got you signed up pretty recently.
I'm sorry, say the last part again.
Under a bridge. Welcome to the club.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Just, if memory serves me right, we just got you signed up about a week or two ago.
Yeah, two to three, yeah, that's correct.
Into enjoying the license. Going down any radio rabbit holes lately?
No, I mean, I've got HDs, I've got a base at the house and one in the car, but the amount of time I have, that's about all I've done so far.
Pretty good start. Like it took me a while to get one in the car.
Well, I'm in the car more than I'm anywhere else, so.
I work remote, so I work from home. So I'm usually in my living room more than I am the car.
Yeah, we've talked before. I think you're the one that goes to that place on Friday down there close to the St. Francis.
Yeah, I go to Venture X on Friday afternoons just to get out of the house and change of environment.
Yeah, you tell me about that. It's been, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, but we talked about it because I forgot that even existed, and I used to deliver there.
Yeah, I remember talking to you now.
Clients relocated from Spartanburg to Greenville, and before they got their building downtown completed, they were in that building.
A lot of people who use it for temporary space like that while they're moving, or they'll use it for until they, you know, get their business off the ground.
Remember when you told me that, I totally forgot that, and we used to go there 2 or 3, 4 times a week.
Dang, is there something going on in downtown tonight? Because the 385 just turned into a parking lot around about Stone Avenue.
I have no idea. I know 85 was a mess. I came back to Greenville from Spartanburg on 85, and I'm going back home on 29.
Why? I mean, they can widen 85 all they want, and it's still going to be a parking lot.
Apparently so.
See something going on at the, what do they call it? We call it the Bilo Center, but the Wellness Arena. Must be some kind of big event going on, because it's, like, you know, when I head down here on Wednesday nights, it's usually not like this.
Now that you mention it, we delivered a shipment from Piedmont Plastics down to the Wellness Center this afternoon. I don't know what that was for, but we did take some down there.
I'm sure if it was tops for some kind of production or something, or I have no idea, but it has the look that there's something, somewhat a big event going on at the arena.
Having something at the Greenville Convention Center this weekend because the parking lot across the street from it, it's got a marshalling yard, like they're going to bring in a bunch of equipment or something.
Oh, no, I don't know what's wrong. Man, I need to get plugged in and learn what's going on in this town.
And that's my thing. I stay in the wind so much I don't have time to look it up. But my office is in the downtown airport, of all places, since how we have nothing to do with aviation.
A while. Down there near GMU. And that's a nice, for a little airport, that place is nice.
Yeah, our office is in the terminal building. It's just a one-room office. But they're getting ready to remodel that. The guy that owned the, whatever you call it, not HBO, whatever it is, fixed base operator. The guy sold it to somebody from out of town, and he's remodeling the place.
I actually went to the flight school down there and did a discovery flight, which is just where they let you take off and they let you fly, and then the instructor handles the tower communications and the instructor lands. But it's a chance to just get up and actually fly a plane, and it was amazing. I loved it.
Yeah, there's several flight schools in there.
So for the EW's ID, if it's something I had the time and the money and I knew I could pass the medical, I'd pursue a pilot, like a private pilot license. It was just so much fun. I mean, it was a little Cessna 182, and so I had a wing on top. You've got a really good view of the ground because the wing is above you, and you can see everything down underneath.
Growing up, I used to always think helicopters were so cool, but I didn't do that either.
After flying a plane, I think a helicopter would be more difficult.
I think they say it is.
It really seems like it would be, because you just have so much more going on with stabilization and everything. And airplanes are, you know, at their fundamentals, very straightforward.
Oh, I agree. I just always thought they were cool.
Definitely. I used to work for Duke Energy, and I got to go take a ride on the Duke Energy helicopter, and where they inspect the high tension wires from above.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of videos. It's KR4ACR for ID, but I've watched a lot of videos of different types of helicopters, and then of course I see military helicopters coming in over there. Those Ospreys or whatever you call them, they're just pretty cool.
Ospreys are crazy. I see them here and there. I don't see them very often. We get a fair number of Chinooks around here, but those Ospreys are rare. That's got to be a sight.
Who did you go to at the airport?
I can't remember right now, but I still have the card from when I went. It'll come to me in about, 2 hours.
If it was flight school, I think that one sold out somebody else, but there's one in there called CAVU, C-A-V-U, and the guy that runs that used to fly those Ospreys in the military.
Nice. It was neither one of those, but I'll tell you, flying an Osprey has got to be the worst of both worlds when it comes to airplane meets helicopter.
To have a picture, one on the wall in his office.
Okay, those have got to be really complicated. That's amazing. But I'm almost at my destination. I'm about to enter a parking deck, so I'm probably going to lose signal here. But it was good chatting with you. Hopefully I catch you in a meeting or something, or on down the air sometime. So this is KO4ZEW Mobile. Clear on your final.
KO4ZEW, this is Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo, and I'll be clear.